In this bulletin, COVID-19 claims two more lives in New South Wales. Health officials try to counter anti-vaccine messages to encourage more First Nations people to get the jab. And in sport, Australian marathon swimmer Karina Lee wins a historic bronze medal at the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns the state's coronavirus outbreak likely hasn't reached its peak. Two more people in the state have died from COVID-19, a man in his 20s and a woman in her 80s. A further 233 cases of community transmission have also been recorded. Ms Berejiklian says 47 of those people were in the community for their entire infectious period.
Given the numbers that I see every day and the way that we follow the way the virus goes, it's difficult to know whether or not we have reached the peak. We will turn the corner. It's a question of when. The settings will allow us to turn the corner. It's a question of when. But I know that life will look differently on August 29 if we get those vaccination rates up and if we get the case numbers down. And that's what we are looking forward to.
The death toll in Sydney's seven-week outbreak is now 17. A new locally acquired COVID-19 infection has been detected in Victoria. The state's health department says it's investigating the confirmed case and will provide more information shortly. It comes as Victorians were celebrating their first day without any new community cases since mid-July. Queenslanders are being urged to continue to follow the rules after the state recorded 16 new local COVID-19 cases. All of the infections have been linked to the Indooroopilly Delta cluster and are within the 11 local government areas in lockdown. Queensland Police issued 48 penalty infringement notices yesterday, including 34 to people for breaching lockdown without a valid reason. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says people must stay at home unless they absolutely need to do essential shopping or get healthcare.
You can't go out because you need milk, but stop to look at EB Games or JB Hi-Fi. So the requirements are there. The police are checking people. We just urge everyone to really, just for a few more days, we hope, do the right thing. Five more days, do the right thing. And then next week you can buy all the sun loungers you think you need.
Federal officials say they'll consider offering incentives for Australians to get a COVID-19 vaccine, but it's not yet needed. More than 213,000 doses were administered yesterday, bringing the total number of vaccines given across the country to over 12.8 million. 40% of Australians aged over 16 have now received their first dose, and 20% are fully vaccinated. The head of Australia's COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force, Lieutenant General John Frewen, says he's encouraged by the rates of Australians getting vaccinated.
Incentives is something that we will consider, but right now Australians are coming forward. In the last 7 days, we've had 1.2 million doses go into people's arms. Demand is still exceeding supply right now. So the time for incentives, I think, may be later in the year when we're getting into some of the more hesitant sort of groups.
The federal government says misleading comments by anti-vaxxers on social media are putting some Indigenous people off getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are prioritised for vaccinations, including Pfizer jabs for First Nations people aged between 16 and 39. But just 8.6% of people in Western Australia's outback north are fully vaccinated, making it the country's lowest vaccination rate, while that rate is 13.3% in the south. Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt says the low rates aren't due to supply or access issues.
People are hesitant because of social media. What they're reading are the stories that anti-vaxxers are posting. They're also reading snippets out of how the vaccine has been formulated, and it's created fears. The young ones are saying, don't get vaccinated. It's a white man's disease. It's not. We've seen that in New South Wales, where there are 27 Indigenous Australians who have COVID-19.
To sport, Australia's Karina Lee has secured a historic bronze medal, finishing just 1.7 seconds behind Brazilian winner Ana Marcela Quina in the women's Olympic marathon swimming. Lee and Rio Olympic champion Sharon van Rauwendaal sprinted to the timing wall together, with the Dutch defending champion just pipping the Australian for the silver by 0.8 seconds in the 10-kilometre open water race at Tokyo. The 27-year-old medal is Australia's first ever in marathon swimming. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 19. Adelaide, a light shower or two, 15. Melbourne, showers easing, 15 degrees as well. Hobart, cloudy, 13. Canberra, similar conditions, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, much the same, and 19. Newcastle, partly cloudy as well, 21. Brisbane, sunny, 22. Cairns, similar conditions, 26. And Darwin, less humid and sunny, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.